Ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line.
2, 3.
Ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line. In this world, you got to be ready, got to have everything just so. You got to be ready just to hang around it. You got to be ready to go. You got to be ready just to head a word. You must be ready just to read the sign. You must be ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the fire. Now, sometimes when you feel all so stolen along, you can't even find a place to sit down. Don't make no never mind just how hard you look there in your true friend to be found. Get hip a thing or two, put a buzz on you. It'll help you not to waste your time. Just be ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line. Think of sweet Jesus just hanging up on Calvary's tree. He was just trying to keep on trucking, but you would not let him be. Sometimes I'm thinking that it ain't no use, it just ain't no use in trying. And still I'm ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line. In this world, you got to be ready, you got to have everything in your soul. You got to be ready just to hang around, and you got to be ready to go. You got to be ready just to head away. You must be ready just to meet the sign. Just be ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line. Yeah, ready on the left, ready on the right, ready on the firing line. I want to send one out to Okoto, bringing the festival to the valley, even if they're not in the park. Most years they bring it worldwide on the web with the audio stream. Not this year because Mandolin's doing that. Anyway, I love the radio station Koto. Get your local news. It's given to you by people you know. Anyway, we're going to sing a couple more songs here at least. And we have one written by a friend from the state of Kentucky named Dale Keys. I want to send that to Dale. I know he's watching at home, and he and his family. And this is a story of kind of about the Big Branch mine explosion back in, I think it was 2006 or 2008 or something. There's a lot of graft going on and regulations not followed, and as a result, 29 miners died. And the guy that was in charge of it all and owned the mine and everything got off scot-free because he contributed to the right people in the political realm. And he even ran for Senate and even for president. He was on the ballot in Tennessee last fall, but thankfully he didn't get elected. Don Blankenship. Anyway, this is Dale's imagining of what might have happened soon after the explosion. And